Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Williamstown Theater Festival's Broadway-bound production of The Bridges of Madison County, starring Stephen Pasquale and Elena Shadow, gets underway on August 1st. Directed by Tony winner Bartlett Shear, Bridges will play the main stage through August 18th. The show then moves to the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater on Broadway with performances beginning January 13th and officially opening in late February. Based on Robert James Waller's 1992 best-selling novel, The Bridges of Madison County, features a score by Tony winner Jason Robert Brown and a book by Tony and Pulitzer Prize winner Marsha Norman. The musical tells the story of Robert Kincaid, played by Pasquale, and his life-changing four-day love affair with Iowa farm wife Francesca Johnson. Shear's Broadway credits include Golden Boy, South Pacific, Awake and Sing, Joe Turner's Come and Gone, and Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. Stephen Pasquale, a series regular in the seven-season FX hit Rescue Me, last appeared on Broadway in Reasons to Be Pretty and was here at Williamstown last season in Far From Heaven. It's a great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Great to be here.
So let us begin with you, Bart. When did your interest in this project begin?
I was first approached about the project by Kelly O'Hara, who had worked with me in Light in the Piazza and South Pacific. And she told me there was this amazing musical based on The Bridges of Madison County, the book that Jason had written, and Marsha. And she wanted me to help work on a workshop of it. This was over 3.5 years ago. So I did that. I was a little bit reticent about the book because it was a kind of romance that wasn't quite in my wheelhouse at first. But when I read it and when I heard the music, I was kind of frankly bowled over by how incredibly great it was and thought it would be a really nice project to work on.
So at what point do you decide, okay, the road for this is going to be, we want to do it Williamstown and then we'll go to Broadway?
Well, one of the big questions is, I mean, you have to go a little further back. I mean, we have done 4 workshops over 3.5 years, in each case carefully moving the project ahead. The first workshop only had the first act, then we added the second act, and we moved along slowly there. The next question had to be where out of town we could go, and where was the most appropriate place for a show like this. I happen to have been a longtime friend of Jenny Gersten's, who I think is an amazing artistic director, and I really felt that Williamstown had the right kind of spirit and atmosphere and actually a really great audience for this kind of piece, that it would feel a little bit more protected here and a little bit more generously sort of embraced. The real difficult part of developing musicals or developing new plays is that they don't come out of the box perfect. You have to work in front of people. You have to kind of, you know, expose yourself, as it were. And so you have to really pick a place where you can do that kind of work, that you feel enormously safe. I think the show is in great shape and ready to be seen by an audience, but we're going to be working on it the entire time we're here. And Williamstown's a place that's really afforded a great opportunity to do that.
Stephen, when did you come into the process?
I'd say 18 to 24 months ago, I did maybe the third or the fourth, the third workshop of the production, and fell crazy in love with it. And with the idea of Jason and Marsha and Bart and Kelly, of course. But then I went off to do a really, really bad TV show, which went away just in time to call Bart and say, hey, are you still thinking of doing Bridges of Madison County next year? And he said, hold, please, and called me back a week later and said, yeah, let's do it. So it was an unbelievably great turn of events for me.
So, of course, Kelly O'Hara will still be in the Broadway run. She is not in this run because she is massively pregnant.
Massively pregnant, yes. She got extreme. We have this kind of amazing, weird turn of events, which is, you know, Kelly has been very close to the project all along. And, you know, this is one of those interesting things. She is, she's essentially a young mother with a big career. And so we're balancing all of those things. Elena is somebody that I worked with before. She actually took over Kelly's part in Light in the Piazza on tour, where she played Clara Johnson, as it were. And she's somebody who has been unbelievably great at stepping into this part and taking on the challenge of building this thing. And she'll be with us all the way through Broadway as Kelly comes into it as Kelly's standby for the part. So it's a weird situation, but it's one in which we're just responding to real life events as straightforwardly as we can. And I personally feel incredibly lucky. I'm totally devoted to Kelly, and I feel really, really inspired by Elena's work that we've done on this so far. So it's been kind of great.
Having seen both of you work together in Far From Heaven last season here, I mean, there is a chemistry, isn't there?
There certainly is, yeah. And Far From Heaven was the first time Kelly and I actually got a chance to sort of be opposite each other. We were in the Bart's, when Bart ran the Intimon Theater, we did the Light in the Piazza together in 2002, where we were on stage together but didn't have too much contact. So last summer was the first time we've ever had the real opportunity to play opposite each other. We tried in the Light in the Piazza and we tried in South Pacific, but we couldn't get our schedules on the same page. So this has been a really long time coming for us. Now we're sort of hooked on the idea. We're only ever going to work together from now on.
So what is it like to take over this role, and a role that is, for many people who have not read the book and have just seen the movie, is a Clint Eastwood role?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to say that, you know, obviously with Kelly and I, we're doing a slightly younger version of this story, and Clint obviously was older when he played it in the film. So, it, you know, there's that big difference. But, you know, it's iconic in many ways, so there's a nervousness certainly in that.
And as far as the character of this photographer, what do you make of, what do you enjoy about that?
Oh, man, he's so layered and interesting, and, you know, he's traveled the world seeing amazing things and never really found kind of that soulful connection with another person that so many people long for, and then he finds it in this really complicated situation. And to get to play all of those layers in a musical isn't very common, and so from an acting standpoint, it's really complex, and I'm having a great time with it.
What are the challenges of directing a show like this that obviously is somewhat familiar to the public, both as a book and as a movie?
Well, a lot of people do stories people know. When the biggest question when you do a musical is, I think the biggest question is really picking great source material, music that people want to sing. And when you pick, if you can find the right kind of source material, this is something that, you know, Marcia brought to Jason. And looking for stuff that makes sense of singing is great. The other thing is often these choices are familiar to people. Color Purple, which Marcia did, or I know Kinky Boots or Matilda. These are things people know. But I think they enjoy, I think audiences enjoy the stories and they enjoy seeing them in a new incarnation. I happen to feel that this giant romance is extremely well suited to the musical form and very well suited to Jason's voice. He said to Marcia he wanted to do his Traviata. It doesn't mean that we're trying to do an opera here. It means that you're trying to do something that reaches to a scale of romance and aspiration and love expressed through the voice that is special. And so I think it's when they work and when they match, and I feel this one matches pretty darn well, it's a kind of thrilling thing. You can feel it in the room.
The story is so atmospheric. It is so Iowa, and just by its very title, The Bridges of Madison County. How do you bring that out in a theatrical setting?
Well, I mean, that is one of the more difficult problems when it comes to movies into musicals or books into musicals. This particular script has something like 50 locations, so I have to build what I would call a system to operate the musical so that you feel this graceful, tuneful, musical way of getting from one place to the next. There are actually really two primary locations of the piece that affected. One is Madison County, and the other is actually Italy. She's from Italy, and to somehow get a sense of that in the background of the piece is interesting. But mostly, another formula for musicals that you find it often is exotic locations. Siam, Oklahoma, the South Pacific, you know, Book of Mormon goes off to Africa. There's something about building the world around Iowa and the community of Iowa that is been a very, very well suited to what we're doing.
What was the horrible TV show?
A television show called Do No Harm, which was an NBC sort of reboot, an attempt at a Jekyll and Hyde reboot. But seeing as you have never even heard of it, it's a case in point. It premiered to record-breaking low numbers last year. So I keep telling Bart, when you think of my face, think of record-breaking low ratings.
But meanwhile, the ticket sales have already started on Broadway, and from what are strong. So, I mean, it, like, knowing that that's the next step must be fulfilling.
You know, I moved to New York City to be in Broadway musicals, and I got wonderfully waylaid into 11 years in television. And quite frankly, Bart and I have been trying to work on a musical for almost 12 years, and this is our first time. So it's the most perfect turn of events that's ever happened in my professional life is what's coming this winter. I couldn't be more excited about it.
And talk a little bit about that of working in the theater and creating this team, if you will, of the people that you bring with you for your design team, the people that you have around you that you've collected over the years that can come in and work with you to make things ultimately easier, but obviously better.
You know, it's a great tradition of the theater to have a family around you. You can look over the history of theater. Actually, Molière called his company The Family. I grew up in San Francisco in the 60s and 70s, and I was a big fan of the Grateful Dead, and they did the same music and the same collaboration for 30 years. I like the same people. I like to explore and ask questions and deepen the work with a really long-term series of collaborators. So it's just better for me. That kind of conversation's fun.
Bridges of Madison County opens August 1st and runs through August 18th on the Williamstown Theater Festival's main stage. You can find out more by going to wtfestival.org. Bart and Stephen, thank you very much. Great pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.